Friday was a strong night for the home team, with the Wolves beating the Vikings 52-49 in overtime. Coach Rick walked me through the first game.
We started the game pretty well. We were up, I believe, 8-3, and then we didn't score for a good 7 minutes of game time, I believe. So by the time we hit a basket, we were behind. Rangelot scored a 16-4 in the second quarter. So we went in at halftime down 23-12. But then in the third quarter, we slowly just kind of kept getting ourselves back in the game. We outscored them 12-7 in the third quarter. So we were down 6 going into the fourth. I believe we got it to one possession with about 4 minutes to go, 3 minutes to go or so, and kind of went back and forth, back and forth. We were down 2, had the basketball, and called a timeout, set up a play, and Jack Engel hit a tough shot off a nice pass from Rick Kumpst. And Jack had 7 points in overtime, but he was the only one that was able to score for us. So we found ourselves down 3 with less than 10 seconds to go and had 2 shots at the basket and missed both.
The Lady Wolves were also victorious, beating the Lady Vikings 39-13. But Coach Dino says the Lady Vikings started out on the right foot.
Friday's game, we started out a little slow offensively, dug ourselves a hole, and then just played hard and kind of worked our way back and forth, and game just kind of went for a while. We figured out some things defensively, played well, especially the first half.
On Saturday, both of Petersburg's teams fared better. The Vikings narrowly beat the Wolves 35-33. Coach Rick says it was a hard-fought game.
Saturday was one of those games that was just kind of back and forth the whole time. We still had too many turnovers. I believe we had 4 turnovers out of our first 5 possessions, but we're able to settle in and tie it at 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, we were able to really gain the momentum of the game, I felt. And they hit a tough 3 to finish the half, but we were still up 21-15. Had a 4-point lead going into the final quarter, and it kind of stayed that way. And we had a couple critical turnovers last minute. Rangel was able to score and get themselves back within 2. So hard-fought win, 35-33. Defensive battle, not fun to watch, but successful weekend.
The Lady Vikings lost a second time, but in a closer match than the first. The Lady Wolves beat them 51-21. Coach Dino says the Lady Vikings were more aggressive in Saturday's game.
Saturday we came out, the same kind of thing, started out a little slow. Over 2 quarters we played them even or a little bit ahead. Played real well offensively, especially in the second quarter, moving the basketball, getting good looks at the basket. And then fourth quarter they got hot for a while and the game changed, but I thought that we played extremely hard both nights.
This was the Vikings' final conference game, but the basketball season isn't over. Next Wednesday, the teams will compete in regionals. From there, they could move on to the state tournaments. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.